After more than a year in delays, the disciplinary hearing for Greater Sudbury Police Const. Melissa Rincourt began October 27. Rincourt was arrested for resisting a peace officer and trespassing after refusing to show proof of vaccination at the Espanola Rec. Center on September 26 of 2021. This hearing was to determine what punishment she should face under the Police Services Act, with charges of discreditable conduct facing the longtime officer. Represented by David Butts, Rincourt was found guilty on both counts of misconduct. At the time of her arrest, witness told Sudbury.com Rincourt yelled and screamed, called bystanders Nazis, and kicked a door while arguing with an OPP officer called by rec center staff after the GSPS officer refused to show proof of vaccination. Though she categorically denied it in her interviews with police, she admitted in court to using the word Nazi after several witnesses attested to it in the statement of fact hearing that took place October 13 and 14. Rincourt was arrested and charged with resisting a peace officer and entering a premises when entry has been prohibited, contrary to the Trespass to Property Act, TPA. She paid her $750 fine and had her charges withdrawn under the Direct Accountability Program from the John Howard Society, in which she took responsibility for her actions. Count 1 of the discreditable conduct charges applies to the arrest at the arena on September 26, 2021. Count 2 of discreditable conduct is specific to social media posts Rincourt made between September 2021 and January of this year. These posts include her commenting on a post featuring the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms that, it used to mean something, but now I might as well wipe my ass with it. Opposing counsel, Joel Dubois, submitted several social media posts, and noted that prior to September 26, Rincourt was cautioned by GSPS for her use of social media. He characterized the posts as anti-vaccination, and included a post made the day before Rincourt planned to go to the arena. Dated September 25, a Facebook post by Rincourt, now removed, states, I will be going to the complex tomorrow, walking in to take my kids. Our private medical information will not be disclosed. If anyone wants to join, PM, private message, me. There were comments on the post, including one from an individual who attended the arena when Rincourt was issued a trespass notice in the morning police interaction. There is also a clearer picture of the day's events emerging. Video evidence from the cameras at the arena also gave a better indication, and confirmed much of what Sudbury.com reported. Sudbury.com's article about Rincourt's arrest was also submitted by Dubois as Exhibit 29 under the findings of guilt. It was considered by Dubois to be an element of media scrutiny that would hurt the reputation of the police service. Defense attorney Butts called the article fiction, not worth the paper it is printed on, and worse than hearsay, legal fiction, without evidence. At the time of the misconduct, Alan Hewitt, SAO and treasurer for the town of Espanola, said that although he was not present for either incident on September 26, one of which occurred at that 10 a.m. practice and another later in the day at 12 p.m., his staff confirmed that OPP officers were called for both incidents. In the article, he explained to Sudbury.com that the Espanola Recreation Center was adhering to all government regulations required for COVID-19 protocols, and the officers were called when two women did not show proof of vaccination, and also during a second incident when the OPP were forced to arrest the two women and remove them from the building. Witnesses attested to what they saw, and it matched what the source told Sudbury.com. The Facebook post, said Dubois, showed premeditation, an intent to do wrong. She 100% intended on challenging this in court, he said. She went back because her goal had not been attained. Dubois is referring to Rincourt's afternoon return to the arena. She was told that morning by arena staff if she returned to the arena that the police would be called again, as they had been that morning. She is quoted as saying, "It is what it is." When she arrived at noon, OPP was called and a sergeant was dispatched, the court was told. The video picks up in the hallway and the rear exit, and shows Rincourt repeatedly ignoring requests to leave. In the video, her wife, Dana Rincourt, is arrested, then Rincourt begins a physical altercation with the officer, grabbing his vest. She is arrested for resisting arrest and taken outside. Rincourt was emotional through much of her lawyer's submissions, and stoic while listening to opposing counsel. She wept openly when the court heard of the events of the day, how, She only wanted to see her son play, and the ways in which the pandemic had hurt her mental health. Butts also noted the pandemic had been hardest on working mothers, and that this stress contributed to Rincourt reaching what he called her breaking point. Butts referred to opposing counsel submissions as desperate, and accused him of misogyny in his approach to Rincourt's case. In the year since the incident, Rincourt has been on administrative duties, which include writing search and production orders. Her superiors report her as dedicated and hardworking, even with the veil of this hearing over her head, said Butts. In addition to taking professional development courses and courses specific to mental health and policing, as well as coping during the pandemic, Rincourt also worked on a customized course, too, with the Friends of Simon Wiesenthal Center for Holocaust Studies, a Toronto-based nonprofit human rights organization focused on countering racism and antisemitism. She received high praise from the organization on her work to better understand the use of Holocaust terms and the harms they can cause. She has also apologized to the people involved with her altercation on September 26, 2021, to the staff, parents, children and officers. She has had her trespass order lifted and now is assistant coach for several young Espanola minor hockey teams. She also should be judged with regard to her stellar record as a police officer for 24 years, and that she has apologized and made amends, including a $750 donation to the Espanola Hospital Foundation. She also submitted 20 letters of character reference, 11 of which were from the police community, said Butts, and all spoke to her strength of character. Rincourt also read into the record a letter of apology she penned, in which she described how ashamed she was, and the way the situation has impacted her public image. She said the incident is not consistent with her integrity as a person or an officer, but said that any penalties applied should be done with a view to the insight and growth Rincourt had achieved, and with compassion to the highly stressed emotions she had at the time of the arrest. Counsel on both sides then presented submissions related to the penalty Rincourt would face, based on the severity of the crime and the damage to police reputation. Defense counsel proposed that penalty of 24-40 hours, per charge, served concurrently, meaning that Rincourt would forfeit 24 to 40 hours of pay, and 40 to 60 hours of volunteer service with the Center for Holocaust Studies. Opposing counsel Dubois said a demotion from first-class const to fourth-class const, with at least 12 months spent at each level, would be more appropriate. Dubois did not seek dismissal of Rincourt from the Sudbury Police. Police Chief Paul Peterson said at the time of her arrest the allegations, if true, were dishonorable and discouraging. Our members have sworn an oath to uphold the law according to any act, any regulation, rule or by law. Although these accusations have not yet been proven in a court of law, the alleged actions of this officer during this incident are dishonorable and discouraging. Superintendent Peter Lennox will release his decision regarding Rincourt's penalty soon. Jenny Lamoth is a reporter with Sudbury.com. She covers the diverse communities of Sudbury, especially the vulnerable or marginalized, including the Black, Indigenous, newcomer and Francophone communities, as well as two SLGBTQ+ and issues of the downtown core.